This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Texas to use new congressional maps that were passed earlier this year. They were challenged as being illegally racially gerrymandered and were struck down by a federal appeals court last month. However, the Supreme Court is allowing the maps to push through. The maps were made at the request of the Trump administration, which is seeking to win 5 additional seats in next year's midterms. More on that story just ahead on the Texas Standard. The remains of 95 individuals believed to be part of a convict leasing program in the 1800s were discovered in Fort Bend County in 2018. Now a memorial honoring the dead is getting new funding. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more.
Fort Bend ISD wants to build a memorial for the Sugar Land 95. Their remains were discovered while workers were in the process of building a new school. On Thursday, the district got a boost from county commissioners who voted to allocate $1.5 million in park bonds for the project. Here's district spokesperson Chasity Alainu-Alade.
It's not just about the funds, it's also about the expressed support and commitment that we now have from the county, which we hope to be able to leverage to garner even more support.
When district officials first announced the project in 2023, they initially wanted to raise $4 million. They are currently working to evaluate the cost. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
The 52nd annual Dickens on the Strand kicks off this evening in Galveston. The weekend-long event brings in up to 40,000 people, all paying homage to 19th century Victorian London. Over 100 vendors, along with stage performers, street performers, and parades, will line the streets. Will Wright is the chief creative officer for Galveston Historical Foundation.
Downtown's going to be packed, and everyone's going to be in top hats and suits and dresses. And it's just, you can very easily lose yourself in that moment and feel like you're somewhere totally different.
Tickets can be purchased online or at the event gates. Those who come in costume will pay half price. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.